Hello, everybody, and welcome to our IRSPT, Insulin Resistance Practitioner Training Case Study Call. I think this is two of three. I think we have three total, and this is our second one. So I'm excited to be here and to talk to you and just to find out more about what's going on for you and how I can support you in helping your clients. I mean, it's certainly fine if you put up, if your case study, if the person you're case studying is yourself. So this is for insulin resistance. So hopefully whatever cases you want to talk about are related to that. But we know that, you know, sometimes if you have a client present and they don't know it's insulin resistance, they don't know that it's blood sugar, they may be presenting with certain sets of symptoms, and you may want to be wanting to clarify whether indeed they do have insulin resistance or something along those lines. So the way that this will work is you do a star two. I can't open this page. You do a star two on your telephone keypad, and that will raise your hand, and I'll see your hand, and then I'll open up your line. You can also type questions in to, I don't have any there. You can type questions into the Q&A or to the chat. I don't see anything there, but congratulations, Claudia, on doing a handstand burst. I love that. I want to know what a handstand burst looks like. Are you standing on your hands for like X a long period of time? And I don't know how that works, so tell me about that. Are you doing up and down, up and down? Okay, good. Got it. Okay, cool. I love it. Someone, Rhonda, I don't see Rhonda on, but she might be on the web and I don't see her. Rhonda, if you're on, please go ahead and type in. I know you're from Australia, but you submitted a case, and Lynn thought you meant it for the sweet spot call, but this week's sweet spot call was more of a presentation on what's next as opposed to Q&A. So we can go over that, but I don't know if we want to go over it if you're not here. I can certainly do, I might just do that, but I don't know what your questions are. You submitted some stuff, but there was no questions as to what it really is and what we're supposed to be doing, what I'm supposed to do with it. So I can look again and see in the meantime while nobody's raising their hand. So what I see is an entry, and then I see some blood work, and then I see a blastocystis treatment plan that looks like from her doctor. And it looks like we've got some insulin resistance here. I will look and go to my thing, and I'm going to do that right here at the beginning. And do I have my recording started? No, I don't. So I'm going to go ahead and start my recording. I'm going to refresh and say hello, everybody, and welcome to our insulin resistance practitioner training call. It's the second of three in our series for 2018, and we're here to go over your cases. Your client can be you. So however you want to ask questions, please ask your questions. Share successes. Share a new client you got. Share questions that you have about how to engage a client into this work or how to take them through this process once you're there. So start two on your telephone keypad, raises your hand, and just type into the chat or the Q&A. You don't see anything on either right now. So what I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and just review the labs that Rhonda submitted. And let me look. There were a few things I wanted to point out. She put in, I don't see dates on these. Ouch. So they're in a master's tracker, but there's no date, so I don't know what the distance will in. I have no idea what dates these are. So looks like she has some, I don't know if it's past or forward. She's got some glucose out of balance. Her glucose numbers are 97.2, 99, and 102.6. But again, I don't know what the dates are. Lynn, if you can give me some ideas. I see the blood work here, and it looks like they go from, oh, and you converted them. You converted them. So the lower numbers look like, the latest one's 318, and that's the higher number. So 102, and then the lower number. Okay, so they go in order. Yeah, so it looks like your numbers are going up, Rhonda. So I think we're going to have you on a call to answer and help you with this, because, you know, I want to know what you're doing and what's causing your blood glucose numbers to go up. Are you following the program or not? Your blood urea nitrogen numbers are up and down. Right now they're in a good range. Creatinine is a little bit on the low side. What else do we have here? All the rest of your numbers look okay. Down to protein on the little low side. Probably have some digestive issues going on, which based on the blastocystis hominis protocol you gave, that's probably likely. And then I'm looking to see, LDH is high.
Her stool test is March 24th.
What's that?
Her stool test is March 24th of this year.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the blood work. You put the numbers in, like a whole bunch of them, but you didn't put in dates. So.
Yeah, I did.
No, they're not there.
In the health tracker?
Nope, not in the health tracker. But it's okay. I figured it out.
Okay.
They're not there. You can look and see. Total cholesterol is okay. Looks like cholesterol, LDH, LDLs are low, are high. HDLs are, triglycerides are okay. But HDLs are a little on the low side, so the ratio is a little bit high. Triglycerides are 93. Looks like some thyroid issues with low free T3, so there's some thyroid stuff going on. Anemia markers look good, all the white blood cells and the red blood cells. So the main things I'm seeing here are antibodies. So you got some thyroid issues going on. You've got antibodies. You've got auto conversion issues because your T3 is low, your T4 is not. And then you've had elevated homocysteine or low homocysteine. Homocysteine 0.68. I don't know if that's not converted from the Australian numbers. Hemoglobin A1C is high at 5.8. Insulin is 5, a little bit high, not terribly high. Iron, transferrin, all this other stuff looks okay. Very low vitamin D. So based on this, you're going to have to really get strict with the sweet spot. Try to figure out why your numbers aren't there. Like I said, I don't know your history, so I don't know how closely you're following it. But your hemoglobin A1C is high. And your glucose numbers are high, your vitamin D is super low, so you've got to do big supplementation. At 29, I'd usually recommend that you do 6 weeks at like 8 to 10,000, see where it goes up to, and then decide whether to bring it down or continue on that after 6 weeks. And then there's thyroid antibodies, so addressing the gut and the leaky gut and the blastocystis obviously is going to have to be dealt with. Your total T4, oh, actually, they didn't even test it. Your TSH is fine, but your total T3, your free T3 is really low. So there's some probably conversion issues. Some gut malabsorption. That's the main thing that's showing here, glucose and gut malabsorption. Let me go look and see if there's anything in the pathology, blastocystis. I'm mainly seeing, let me see if I can see the test results. Here we go. Looks like you did a glucose tolerance test. I mean, they say it doesn't satisfy the current diagnostic criteria for multiple, for paired, but, you know, you're up at 7.4. That's not terrible. So they detected blastocystis, so you need to be looking at some antiparasitic stuff. It looks like your doctor gave it. So I'm not sure why you submitted this. It looks like you're working in the naturopath. And the only thing showing is the blastocystis. It looks like some bacteria, aromaniasis, and blastocystis is a parasite. So let's see what your doctor gave you. She gave you same stuff I would probably do, black walnut, wormwood, clove. The difference is I wouldn't just have you take cloves right before the meal. But that other stuff I usually like to do is cloves at night, because that's when that kills off the eggs and that's when the buggers come out, is at night. So I'd probably have you do that. It's a combination tincture. I'd probably do get whole cloves, grind them up, put them in capsules, and we have a whole protocol for that in CMDS. And then she gives you a whole protocol for after that. She gives you 3 months. whole foods diet, green tea, probiotics. Looks like a decent protocol. So follow her protocol, but you're going to have to work at your insulin resistance. Make sure you're taking all of those supplements in sweet spot, chromium, magnesium, DHA. If you're already taking those and you're eating sweet spot metabolic reset diet, then I would go ahead and up the ante, look at your doses, make sure you're taking full doses, look at doing berberine, look at the list of the foods that increase insulin sensitivity and go for that. What else? Make sure you're doing your bursts and your sleep and all the other things. So if you want to, you know, post in the Facebook group about this, once you listen, I think that we could do it. So I think the stuff your naturopath gave you would be helpful for your gut. I would also look at making sure that you're healing a leaky gut and make sure, of course, on gluten-free and all that. Okay? All right. Kind of hard without her here and not knowing what her questions are. So other questions that are coming up, Rosita says she's loving the salads and the vegetables. Awesome. A1C was 11.5, now 7.9. Holy cow. Lynn Rose, no, you're not able to see the labs on this particular platform. I mean, that's typically not where we would bring it in, but I just read you the most important ones. 7.9, that's really awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We do the lab where we put them on the screen in NEPT because we go through more of case studies like that. Awesome, awesome. Rosita, congratulations. And Kiki has her hand up. So Kiki in Brooklyn, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just had a quick question. I was wondering to ask you, do you have a course that teaches you how to understand all lab reports, not necessarily, like, I come to learn how to understand what pertains to insulin resistance and blood sugar. Do you have such a course?
Okay, so the ones that pertain to insulin resistance and blood sugar, of course, we have in IRSPT. But in our you want more. You want to know more, right? Is that right?
Because you're starting to work with people, so I'm telling them, show me your labs, and then I'm like, okay, now I want to understand what is this, what is that, what are the ranges for cholesterol, what are the ranges for this, and I see that I need more.
No, absolutely. I hear you. We do that in NEPT, our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. That's one of the modules is on the blood chemistry, basic blood chemistry. One's on advanced blood chemistry. Then we have other modules on the stool test, on organic acid tests, on hair analysis. We have a lot of them in there.
And how about for thyroid?
Oh, thyroid's in there.
Do you have a course?
Yeah, we have a course
in there as well.
Well, we have a course for the public on thyroid, which goes into all the labs. We don't separate out yet.
Would that be interesting for me to take if I want to gain more information in reference to thyroid, like understanding?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's called thyroid.
Even as a practitioner.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said that's for the public, so even though,
Oh, no. Even though it's for the public, it's for the sophisticated public, and a lot of the folks in this program, in the NEPT program, go through that before they go through the advanced thyroid module in our practitioner certification. Yeah, if you go to thyroidreviveandthrive.com, thyroidreviveandthrive.com. Yes, it's an awesome course. You learn a tremendous amount.
I'll try that. And are you opening registration for the NEPT anytime soon?
Anytime soon, anytime. NEPT.com, NEPTapply.com. So go to NEPTapply.com. You'll see a video and I talk about it, and then there'll be a catalog kind of thing where you can download that and find out more. And then when you put your name and email address in, I guess that's where it comes. And then you'll get a link to the calendar to get on the calendar. You'll talk to somebody about it. It's by application only. So, and you have to do a strategy session to make sure that you're at the right speed.
How long is that course? Sorry, I don't know if this belongs on this call or not. I feel bad. I don't want to take up other people's time. Is that like a longer course or?
Yeah, it's a 2-year certification program.
Oh, that's a 2-year. That's a lot. Okay.
And you get stuff you can use right away. It's very in-depth. It's basically everything that I learned in all my years, getting my master's in nutrition, getting my chiropractic, and all the postgraduate work I did with, you know, Jeffrey Bland and other people like that. And I kind of consolidated it down to 2 years because for me it was more like 6 years.
So I'm kind of wondering, like, the CMDC and the IRSPT are part of the NEPT program?
Yeah.
I did those two already.
So how do I go about it? So go to neptapply.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're actually offering up, I think we have some guidelines, but we will give you credit for those two programs. As long as you do that within the next 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you apply. So if you pay $2,500 for those two programs, that will just come right off the top.
Okay, so I'm going to look into it. Okay, wonderful. I enjoy working with you so much, and I just feel like it's like a never ending. Like, I'm like, okay, that's it, I'm done. And then there's like, no, I need more.
Well, it's true, but that's the thing about doing this work. And, you know, when I did it, I was working as a computer analyst, and I decided I want to go back to school. The only option back in 1985 was to quit my job and go back to school full time for 4 years. The reason it only took me 4 was because I did my master's degree on weekends while I was doing 5 days a week doing my chiropractic degree, and then I did the acupuncture after and the herbal medicine. So I'm just kind of breaking it into a manageable program, and we have calls on a regular basis so that you can bring all your cases, you can ask questions, and it's pretty unique program.
Yeah, because I'm eager to help people and I want to help people, and then these situations come up and I'm like, okay, someone had this thyroid issue. I don't know anything about thyroid. I would love to know something, you know, so.
Absolutely. Go to the Thyroid Revive and Thrive. Go to the NEPT Apply, see if it's, you know, something you want to do at this point. Yeah. And if you just want to know the thyroid, you'll get at least a really good overview and really pretty in-depth information about it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Who else has questions? *2 on the telephone keypad. I'm going to go to chat and see. Lynn put a link to Thyroid Revive and Thrive there. Brandon, yay, you made it home. Great. We were just, our NEPTers, several of them are on the line right now, were just all together in a place, an ashram and a yoga center at the ashram in Texas and just last week. And we actually just finished and came home on Tuesday. So Brandon drove from Ohio, so he had a long drive to go back. So I'm glad you made it home without mishap, and happy to have met you. Well, we met, that's the second time we met, but happy to have been with you. It's great. Thank you. We had such an awesome time. It was amazing. Okay, let's see. Everybody in time, any tip? Like, great. Let me look at the Q&A to see if anybody put questions in there. No. You guys are quiet today. It must be this, like, weather is suddenly summery and everybody's out playing. This is not there. Many of you on this call tonight. Who else? Questions, comments, successes, questions about a case, questions about yourself? Anybody? *2? I kind of like we use Zoom for our other calls, for our NEPT calls, and I really like that because we get to see each other and we can share screens and all that. And maybe at some point we'll switch on here. Kiki again. Hi, Kiki.
No one's asking questions. I have some things on my mind. I just didn't want to use up too much time, but if no one's asking questions, I was wondering to ask your take, because I hear you speaking a lot about birth control and like dysbiosis and also leaky gut. And honestly, like, I never, ever, ever
put my mind to that. I never thought of it. Like, I've been on birth control for many years, and I like to believe that such a large percentage of women in our population are on birth control. So are you referring to necessarily like the oral birth control that you take?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference what type of birth control?
Yeah, so there's no good birth control. None of it that's safe. None of it's that safe and effective. Birth control pills, you know, oral contraceptives are probably the most effective in terms of the efficacy and the ability to actually prevent conception. But they were not without side effects. If you were to look up the nutritional impact of birth control pills, you're going to see everything, you know, from vitamin C and magnesium to throwing off the flora. And there's a huge list of supplementation that anybody that's on birth control pills should be looking at. It's definitely not without side effects. It's messing up with gut flora, and you should be mainly on lots of probiotics, vitamin C, magnesium, and B vitamins for sure. But yeah, it's definitely, it's suppressing your own natural cycle. It's making your body think you're pregnant. Plus it's hormones that are throwing you out of balance.
Like, what is one to do? Like, what would the options be?
Abstinence is the only other thing that comes close in effectiveness. I know timing, you know, you're learning that, but a lot of people become parents on that method. You know, there's barrier methods, a combination of condoms plus what's that thing called that goes over the cervix? Talked about this in a long time, but basically the combination of male and female works better than one or the other. Condoms have good efficacy unless they break, in which case they don't work. You know, and there's an issue with interfering with sensation and all that. And then there's diaphragm, which goes over the cervix, and those are not all that safe unless you do use it in addition to condom. There's no safe.
It's something I've been thinking about it because I heard you mention it. I never thought about it before, and it's a big problem. It is a big problem out there.
Uh-huh.
What you know?
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah.
Definitely. One of my colleagues, Jolene Brighton, I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but you can Google her. That's what she specializes in, is helping women who have what she calls post-birth control syndrome, which is all the problems that happen when people are on birth control pills for more than a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish there was. There's no herbal stuff that's safe and effective. It's a challenging problem, right?
Yeah, it is, because I like to believe, I mean, everybody I know, I mean, you know, my friends, you know, I never thought of it as a problem until now. It's like very eye-opening.
So to protect yourself, here's some of the things. As long, you know, as you're researching and figuring out what you want to do long term, first of all, you should not stay on long term. You should cycle on and off if you're going to be on. But while you're on, you should be taking good probiotic supplementation, vitamin C, good vitamin and mineral in general supplementation, extra doses of B vitamins, and that's your minimum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye. You. That's a good question, because it's really a challenge. I guess we're just supposed to all be getting pregnant. I wouldn't ask Lynn what her thoughts are on birth control. For obvious reasons, she has 7 children. That's why I say that. Queen Anne's lace is known as wild carrot seed, is used as birth control traces to respect India. But you know, all the herbalists say to me that the things that are effective also have lots of side effects. So, and they're not 100% known. Let's see. When I clicked on the link in my email, it brought me to a page for June 14th. What?
Just so you know, I did use birth control.
Well, you did.
It work all the time.
Well, we don't want to know what method.
I didn't use. I didn't use the pill or any of those other things. I used the cervical cap and timing.
And what? So, timing.
And
right.
timing.
And so she has 7 children, so you can make a decision.
Yeah, but in over 20 years, that's...
Over 20 years, time. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal with clicking on the email that brought you to a page for June 14th?
So I clicked that when I opened the email for this call, and I clicked on the link, you know, to get the internet access, it brought me to, so usually when you click at that link, it'll bring you to that page where it has the chat and all of that, and you get to choose how you get on, and it said June 14th.
And so what did you do? Did you get in? Is it?
I had to get in the back way.
Okay, so that's a good thing to know because there may be people who can't get in right now because.
Right, and I sent a note to Keldy.
And how did that, how did other people get in? Does it, the other
Well, I left a message. It said Annette said hers also went to no call until June 14th. So I don't know if
so
people went on their schedule
now.
Page.
Well, we need to let people know. Can you post it on, where can you post it?
Yeah, because
that's
I can't.
That's why there's so few people on the call right now.
Yeah.
I'm the only people, let me look back here. Okay, thank you for telling me. I wish I would have known this half an hour ago, though.
Well, I didn't know it either.
Okay. So I would go ahead and post it into the Facebook group, even though not everybody there is eligible, just say this is the, if you have the wrong link,
okay.
The only other thing is to have another email sent out with the correct link.
Well,
and that would be getting it to Keldy or Jazzy's not on. Nobody's
right.
on. It's late at night.
Yeah. I searched an old email and found a link. I found an earlier, and Adriana said I found an earlier link that did work.
So it's just that one email. Maybe the other emails were okay. One about on the site. It might be okay on the site. So if it's on, if it's, check it on the site. If it's right on the site, then I would go ahead and post into the Facebook group and say, hey, the link was wrong in the email, so sorry, but if you go to the schedule page, it's correct.
Okay.
Sorry, I wish if I'd known earlier, I would have had her send an email right away. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Questions? No wonder. I'm looking and going, why are there only 4 people on the webcast? 2 of them are you and I. Who else is on the webcast? Reconnecting to chat? Why did I get disconnected? I got disconnected from chat.
Yeah, I just got that, too.
Just reconnecting in 3 seconds. Well... Hooey, is Mercury in retrograde or something like that?
No.
Oh, my. I guess it means I'm supposed to quit early and go hang out with my kids. My kids are both home for the first time in a while.
Is it ever not? Yes, Lynn Rose, it is. There are many times it is not in retrograde.
It's not. So, my kids are home, both of them at the same time. It's the first time they've all both been home since September. So, and I only have them for a week, and they leave again next week. So I'm fine if everybody wants to. There's no other questions, and we're just going to say goodbye. I don't know why the chat isn't
looking.
That's not good.
I don't.
I don't know.
Well, then I won't.
Yeah, but some are on the web call, so that must be. It must be okay. I'm not sure. Okay. Mona, Claudia, Susan, Lynn, Bennett. That's not Brian.
That's Drina. It's
Drina. There we go. Drina, Chris, Brandon, Kiki are on the call. So if you have any questions or comments or anything you want to discuss, raise your hand. Start to. I don't see any hands up right now. And the chat is now saying reconnecting in 15 minutes. Is that wild?
Oh, lovely.
Aye.
Well, if you... Okay, there's Kiki again. But if you guys are on the call and you So if you're on your phone, star 2 on your telephone keypad. If you are on the web call, there should have been a pop-up or something that says raise hands. It's where you would normally see the slides. So okay. That's how you raise your hand.
Thank you. And the other thing, I don't know how you do it, but you can open your line, but I don't know how to do that. Press star 2 to raise hand. That's what it's on. Okay, Kiki, hi again.
Yeah, I just want to let you know you're wondering how some people on the webcast are not. When I went to the link that we got now, like an hour ago, I went on that link, and I also got the wrong link, so it didn't make sense to me. So I went back to yesterday's email, and that let me into the call. Okay. That's how I got on. So just right. Explain it.
That's good. Okay. Well, yeah. At least it's there, and I guess it's
fine. By all means, go have fun.
Well, we'll see if nobody else has questions. I will.
I'm gay with talking with you for a while. I'm enjoying it, you know, the one-on-one. But
I'm glad. Yeah, you're the only one with questions. So, yeah, and surprised because there's only 12 of you on the phone and 4 of you on the web. So,
all right.
So 4. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. We have another bonus call at the end to make up for our mistake. I'm not worried about it. All right, so if nobody else has questions or comments.
I have one thing I'd like to mention because I'm looking at the chat and I'm on the back. And people are saying that they're trying to keep up with everything. And so, because some of the people are also doing Sweet Spot. So my suggestion is, first of all, my suggestion is to look at your calendar and color in a space of time that you are going to consider sacred as your study time, whether it be for the IRSPT module or the connecting Sweet Spot module. My suggestion is to start it with Module 1 in IRSPT because they connect. There's a link to the appropriate Sweet Spot module that connects to the IRSPT module.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to do that. And so I'm just reading that people were feeling a little overwhelmed, especially if they were just on the last Sweet Spot call.
Hmm. Yeah, okay, cool. But, and know that it's self-paced, and we're not going to take away access to it. You have lifetime access to it. So,
right.
Yeah. And you've got the
but just start with number 1 and go through it. But you really need to create some space in your calendar for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oops. Yeah, good point. I'm just going to go here and see if I can't get in the back end. You said you got in the back end. So I've
got on instant telephone.
That's interesting.
You still can't? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says, let me see, I'll try again. I just rebooted it out. So, yeah,
Mona
so
says she's still having difficulty keeping her blood sugar under 110, and she's working more in exercise. And are there any other suggestions?
Well, who is this?
Mona.
Yeah, so, I know you're pretty good about the diet, right? You're on grain-free.
She's taking the supplements.
Low glycemic.
Taking
the basic
meditating 2 times daily.
Say it again.
She's meditating 2 times daily.
Great. Are you doing any heart math, throughout the day? Like, before each meal? That would be helpful. You've got a lot of stress, and if you've got a gut bug that needs to be dealt with, you do need to deal with the gut bug. I would also say, how's your sleep? Is your sleep okay? And what else? I feel very helpless because I can't see the chat, so I'm glad you can see it. I would also want you to look at your timing, make sure that's okay, but look at the supplements then and look at the herbs. So if you're taking the basic supplements, then you may need extra berberine, and berberine might be a good one since you have some gut bug stuff. Berberine, 500 milligrams 3 times a day. I would be looking at the foods, the whole big list, long list of foods that we have that support you in blood sugar. So looking at, does avocado help? Does coconut help? MCT oil? A whole bunch of stuff on that list. And yeah, so timing again, right? Making sure that you're doing it. Maybe periodic intermittent fasting could be helpful. Skip, go 14 to 16 hours and kind of reset your metabolism. So yeah, give me more information about what's going on and I can help support
you. She says her sleep is pretty good. Her AIM numbers are 92 to 96. Now, I think Mona had started out in CMDS, so she had some digestive issues as well. And then Claudia also said, was talking about the gut bug, that you, because you had mentioned parasites.
Yeah.
And so she's also having some highs in the morning, often around the
heart. Yeah, so when you have highs in the morning, and this is good for you to know as a practitioner as well, so you have highs in the morning, you're going to want to know what was the right before going to bed. So you want to know, did it go up during the night or was it high at bedtime, right? What was it right after? What was the curve after dinner? Did it peak? Did it come back down? Or was it still high when you went to bed? And then what was it in the morning? And if you do have parasites, that could cause it to go up overnight. Absolutely. If you're waking up a couple of times during the night, that could be causing it to go up. Or it going up could be cortisol going up. So that's another piece you'd want to look at, is the stress level. Right? Mona, I don't know, does your daughter sleep through the night? Do you end up getting up to help deal with her? That could be an issue too. So I would be looking at all of those things, but also look at some of the supplements that berberine has really good effects on lowering blood sugar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kiki. Hey. Did I not put your hand down, Kiki, or did you put it up again? I can't tell. Nope, I opened your line, but you may be muted. Okay, I still can't see chat, Lynn, so if there's anything else on chat.
Okay, so let's see. Mona said sleeps most nights. And Claudia says, haven't checked in the evening. Will do. I always wake up 2 to 3 times at night to go to the bathroom. And then how does one find out if there's parasites? And then what do you do?
Yeah, so parasites.
Claudia just signed up for ERC. So.
Yeah, you'll find out. We'll take you through that. But parasites, a stool test would be good. I like to use the doctor's data, comprehensive stool analysis with parasitology times 3. If you go to our lab testing page, you'll see it listed there. And that will tell you if there's parasites. I mean, it's not 100%. You could have parasites and maybe it's not enough to show up on the test, but oftentimes they do. Or if you don't want to do that, you could just do a kind of a generic antiparasitic. It wouldn't be as tailored, but it's cheaper to just do that. And we have that in the CMDS module. And also the GRAND module, which now that you're in ERC, you can get access to that and just start going through that for yourself. And there's a whole parasitology section in there. And there's a kind of a very generic, gentle parasite cleanse. If you do a stool test, it'll identify what the actual bugs are, and then you can do a little bit more of an aggressive one. But I think if you just start out with a real gentle one, there's a couple of different formulas you can do and try. And sometimes people just have good results with that in terms of their sleeping. You're waking up a couple of times to go to the bathroom. I doubt that you have to pee that much. I doubt your bladder is that small. Most people should be able to make it through. But usually what happens is you wake up for another reason and you notice that you have to pee. So that could be it. And that would interfere with your sleep pattern. But it may be that there's parasitic thing going on and there's some activity going on in your gut. And that's causing you to wake up. So we'll get to figure this out. Yeah.
And while this isn't appropriate for this call, I suppose, Lynn Rose asked, which test is best for parasites?
Yeah, I've liked, there's, the main one that I use is the doctor's data, comprehensive stool analysis with parasitology X3, which means that you do three collections. Some people use the Genova, but I was doing the Genova for a while, and it just kept coming back with, they found something, but they didn't know what it was, so they couldn't really identify it. With the doctor's data, they'll actually do a culture with it, and then they'll do a sensitivity panel where they'll test it against a variety of different herbs.
Okay. Adriana saw Adam Brown from diatribe.org Tuesday night at Stanford. He gave out his book. It's directed at diabetics, but I think it has good information for all of us. There's a free PDF, or you can order an inexpensive paperback, and she put the link in the chat. And
can you put the link in the chat? So if you could put it in my Skype, maybe that'll help.
Skype, yep. And then she wanted to know what your thoughts are on it as a reference.
I've never heard of it. And I don't even, Bright Spot and Mines, is that what you just
said? Brightspotsandlandmines.org, yep.
I've never heard of it.
12, 12. Oh.
That's Kiki. So Claudia says, yeah, it's hot flashes that wake me up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there's some stuff. And a lot of times those hot flashes are, they can be, they're related obviously to hormonal imbalances, but gut stuff can cause those hormonal imbalances. So, and given you're in ERC, if you, which is the level that we give a free Dutch test, the gold level. So, yeah, the gold level, we give a free Dutch test and analysis. So that could be helpful as well, but a Dutch test would be helpful for you. Adam Brown.
Annette said, yeah, and Annette said it is a good resource, and she's downloaded it too.
Oh, cool. Good. Yeah, I'll look through it. That sounds good. Get it in paperback, get it on Kindle, download a PDF.
Yeah, get it on your Kindle. Mona asked, does increased magnesium increase urination?
Increased magnesium increase urination. I mean, not necessarily, no. Not unless you're taking a lot of water with it.
Okay. And Lynn Rose said she sends off her, I'm assuming, from what we've been talking about, her stool test yesterday.
Oh, good.
For doctor's data. So.
Doctor's data, the one we just talked about?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you can go to our site and order that if you want to, or you can order it on directlabs.com, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, Direct Labs has it. Usually their prices are higher than ours. We try to keep ours. We just whatever we have to pay the lab, we just add a like $20 service fee for to do a lot of work.
The doctor's data.
Okay. Yeah, doctor's data.
Yeah. And Annette said she printed out the PDF at a hotel. So.
At a hotel?
Yeah, so it can't be too terribly long.
It can't be too terribly long if she prints it out at a hotel. Yeah, I'll probably, it looks like they have a Kindle version. I'll probably get it on my Kindle because it's easier to read.
Okay.
Good, I'll check it out. Annette, is she on? I don't see her on the line, but I would love to hear what you like about it. Annette's a mom of a type 1 diabetic, kind of later diagnosed at age 21. But so she knows a lot about diabetes and, you know, firsthand type of thing. Yeah. Kiki, I don't know if you put your hand up again, so I'm going to put it down. So if you put it up again, then I'll know you're ready for me to talk to you because I opened your line.
She said it was free. Annette said it was free, but it's about 190 pages.
Wow. It says get it in PDF free or name your own price. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Annette said she can call it.
Somebody had handed me. Wow.
Annette said she can call it.
Okay, good. Yeah, Colleen, I'd love to hear what you think. Yeah, and, you know, diabetes is something we really, as we're dealing with people, we're going to deal with people in all different places on the spectrum, right? We're going to look at them at, you know, the hyperinsulinemia point, the pre-insulin resistance, insulin resistance, all the way through to diabetes. And to be able to Mona on there twice. Once on the web and once on the. Maybe the web.
Oh, yeah. Well, she might have called in.
Okay. Yeah, so anybody that has star 2 on the telephone keypad raises.
Oh, and there she is. Open.
Hi,
I'm in. Hi. Hello?
Hi. Oh, I can hear you.
It's Annette.
Hi, I know. That's why I opened your line, because you're...
Oh, okay, because it's hard to hear. Yes, I got the link to that book a couple months ago, and I let it sit there for a while. And then when I was in a hotel, I printed it out because I was bored. And it's easy to read. He does go along pretty much with your teachings. You know, it's more you got to eat better. It's not, you know, take insulin to cover and eat whatever you please. So, yeah, yes, he shows pictures of food. Eating fewer carbs can reduce insulin and med needs. So it does definitely go along with what you're teaching. And it's, like I said, it's really easy to read. He goes into all kinds of easy things. Talks about eating out.
Done?
Pardon me?
He's a type 1?
I think so, but I cannot swear to. He must be. Because
he's talking about insulin, most likely, right? I mean, although type 2, their pancreas is worn out and need it, but.
Right. Yeah, I assume he is, because he wouldn't have written this unless he lived with one or is one.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
But he's, anyone can read it, whether you're 1, 2, even pre-diabetic.
Great. Or pre-diabetic, which is what we always like to do. I always like to get people when they're pre-diabetic, right? Pre-insulin resistant, which is what a lot of folks in the Sweet Spot program are. And that's where I want you guys to be able to pick people up when they come in and you talk to them and they have all these issues, is to catch them before they become insulin resistant fully, where they're just having the high spikes, but nobody would catch them because their 2 hours and their fastings are so good. But yet they're still having issues. So that's where my passion really lies, is because I don't want people to become diabetic. I want us to catch them much sooner.
Yeah. So.
The other thing I posted this on the Sweet Spot, but you guys probably might have seen it, but it was an interview I saw with Jody Stanislaw and Mike Mutzel. And she had some really good points from the perspective of a type 1 and what actually things were increasing her insulin need. And the interesting thing that I thought with her is that she said the exercise is so super critical. The exercise is not an optional thing. And she said that if she goes more than 2 days without really good heavy-duty exercise, that she needs more insulin. So she can skip 1 day. But if she skips 2 days on that third day, she needs to shoot up more insulin. So what that says to those we're dealing with and ourselves who are not type 1s but are type 2s or are pre-insulin resistance or insulin resistance, that the exercise increases insulin sensitivity, and it has to do with the fact that the muscles can just scarf up the glucose, right? And then they become resistant when they don't get exercise. And I was shocked to hear that it was only 2 days, 48 hours. So she's worthwhile checking out. I just pulled up her site.
Definitely.
DrJodyND.com. I'll give it to Lynn in Skype and she can pass it on to you guys in the chat.
Dr. Jody, she actually doses herself. Like most diabetics will do long acting, morning, evening, and then they dose short acting at meals. She tries to mimic what a healthy pancreas would do.
Yeah.
So she actually takes units every few hours to mimic that constant release.
Yeah, and she doses it based on her sugars, and she has her continuous glucose meter, and based on what she needs, she gives it to herself. So unlike the typical, just give yourself insulin and okay, if you eat crap, take more insulin. Oh, by the way, you just had a low, just have some glucose or eat a lollipop or whatever. she was totally against that. So I haven't looked at her site. I'm going to opt in for her site to see what she has to say on her new
book. You'd like it. You'd like it. Because she says it dovetails with what you teach. And, okay, I know the FOMO thing. I get it. I signed up for her class because it's all about diabetes. So far I enjoy it. But, yes, it definitely dovetails with what you're teaching.
What do you mean when you say her class? Is it an online class?
She just released her first online class to the public. And it's really aimed at diabetics and parents of diabetics. Teaches you to wear, like, she doses and stuff. But it also, it promotes exercise, eating like the way we eat. So the course is all about how to support if your beta cells are still functioning, how to support your beta cells. She shares her program on preserving beta cells in the program. So.
Right. Yeah, it looks like it's called the Five Essentials for Thriving with Type 1 Diabetes. She has a basic, she has an advanced, and then she has a free trial. Cool. Yeah, worth looking at. I'm always, you know, because I really enjoyed listening to her from the perspective of a type 1. What can we learn from that perspective of what she's learned helps her to need less insulin, because that's what we can do when we're dealing with people who are insulin resistant or pre-insulin resistant. Cool.
And I want to remind you that you, the very last radio show call you did with a guest was with Dr. Jody.
Oh, I'll have to go look. I'll listen to that. I talked to so many people when I had that show that I don't remember. Oh, cool.
So I put the link for that in the chat as well.
Okay, put it in my Skype because I can't get the chat.
Okay. And then Adriana had any tips for traveling. She couldn't find the article you mentioned by Charlotte Jacobs. And then as well as going to celebrations, she's going to a wedding in New York in June. There'll be delicious food that she rarely eats. Once she starts, she can't seem to stop.
Don't start. I'm just going to keep saying that. Don't start. You got to respect your own body and your own thing. I don't care how delicious it is. I don't really care how delicious it is. We have to, it's don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. And as delicious as that food may seem, it's destroying your body. Don't start. That's what we have to teach our clients, is to really respect their bodies enough. And there's so many good foods that I used to like and I loved. I was addicted to. Given up. And I don't care. I'd rather feel good than have something that tastes good. So don't start, because it is addicting. And you'll get sucked in, and it might be a 2-week, 3-week spiral, and it's hurting your body. So don't start. Be a role model. Be a role model for the clients. How would you feel if you have a client and they're doing well, and then they go and they blow it, and you're like, I just spent all my time with you. Yeah, just don't start.
You have several articles on the Sweet Spot page that deal with travel.
Yeah, there's great easy things for travel. I travel all the time. Take a look at my pictures. I mean, even I just go to the salad bar and I make these beautiful salads and I carry stuff with me. Who's so good? Well, Annette's good at traveling, but who else was it? Lore, who else was it? In our ERC program, there's a couple of folks that are really good with the travel.
Sarah,
but there's somebody else that what about Debbie Bartz?
She's an
airline pilot. She's in our NEPT program, and she has a lot. She carries a lot of stuff with her because it's not worth it to her. You know, she had an autoimmune disease. Who wants to go back to that? Right? So, yeah, I mean, really equip yourself. We have a travel, I think, let me see if I can find, I have a free opt-in gift that's a travel. Let me find it, and I'll give you the link.
Yeah. I just put the link to a blog that you did.
I remember doing
summer travel.
I did a radio show a couple of times on it.
Healthy travel tips.
Travel, T-R-A-V-E-L.
So this link I put in, it has your resources. So it has healthy travel tips radio show, traveling tips for maintaining a raw food diet on the road article, the green tips for travelers, slide presentation and recording, and making green choices in restaurants, slide presentation and recording.
I just put a link in that Skype, if you could post that to them in the chat. I'm assuming people are getting the chat, and if not, you'll have it afterwards. It'll be saved. But I just put in the traveler. This is just a free gift that I created for a place I was on, one of those summit things. And it's just the traveler's survival checklist. Simple strategies to keep fit and focused and full of energy on the road. And yeah, we should get Debbie Barks to do like a Facebook Live. She's her niche is airline pilots and flight attendants to help them with the it's a stressful job, isn't it? Right? These guys are constantly on the road, constantly in the city. They have these long days where they're
they stay overnight at hotels, which because they're shuttled there, so they don't always have access to going to Whole Foods or something. Right. And I know she's mentioned, going into the kitchen and, going to a server or someplace that she can get some fresh food.
Yeah, I think we should get her to do a Facebook Live with us.
Okay. Lynn Rose says we need a sweet spot pacifier.
A sweet spot pacifier?
It's called the Unstoppable Health Bar.
Oh, yeah. Those can be addictive, too, though.
Yeah.
I like them too much. I don't eat them all that often, because if I do, I eat two, not one. And I was impressed by some of
these. I don't have that reaction. I find them very satisfying, so that it's like it just satisfies me.
That's good.
I don't crave it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're maybe not an emotional eater. I was very serious.
You make me laugh.
I don't know if anybody knows, Susan Pierce Thompson's the susceptibility quiz that she has. But I took that quiz, and she specifically said, answered this based on what you were at, like in the worst of your food addiction. So I did, and I was a 10 out of 10. Yeah. So, that's why I gave up all that stuff, because I have no self-control. But I like the way I feel right now, and I'm not willing to give that up. And that's what I want you to get towards, is that I'm not willing to give this up. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't eat good food. It doesn't mean you have to give up all your favorites. But this period of balancing is really critical. I mean, my balancing was a 28-day water fast followed by 6 months of, 100% raw fruits and vegetables, and that's it. And it was amazing, right? But, not everybody's willing to do that. But, boy, it was pretty amazing. And I wouldn't give up anything. I wouldn't give up how I feel right now for that at any day for that food. Just doesn't. Well, we say it looks like dog food.
That's not what you said.
No, I said it looks like dog poop.
I looked at some of the dog foods. They actually look more healthy than some of the food you can buy.
They're all pretty bad. I mostly look at these foods that people eat and say I wouldn't feed that to, a stray animal that was walking through the neighborhood. Okay, let's see. No other questions in there. No other hands up. Anything else in the chat, which I can't see? I don't understand why I can't see the chat.
I don't know.
Other people clearly are, because they're typing in it.
Typing it, yeah. Oh, Lynn Rose put a link to Zazzle.com, healthy green leafy vegetable salad, chef's cuisine pacifier.
Give me it in my Skype.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Got a pacifier, how funny. Oh, look at that, fresh coconut, healthy chef's flavor cuisine food pacifier. Oh, my goodness. So these are pacifiers that taste like...
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
I know.
You guys have to click that link. Oh, my God.
Give your baby the latest in pacifier fashion with a custom boogan head pacifier made with a silicone orthodontic nipple. This pacifier is designed to exceed all safety. So the outside looks like
a salad, or I heart vegetarians, or yeah, it's got one with avocados.
Does it taste that way too, or does it just look that way?
Either I'm thinking way, it just looks that way.
As a health coach, if you walked around sucking on a pacifier that has pictures of green leafy vegetables on it, it could be a good conversation starter for your business.
True. You know, if you work any events or like fairs or anything, you could hand that to kids.
Uh-huh.
This is actually, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hmm. I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
Wow.
And I bet you gave it to us as a joke.
Yeah, but we are thinking about it. Whole blueberries. Wow, very cool. Coconut, I love it. Get one of those.
<All right>.
You'll see me at my next
positive kale. There's one that says kale, yeah.
Kale, yeah, yay. Let's see that. Oh, there's more. I see.
Yeah.
There's a hot pepper.
Is a hot pepper,
a
tomato, yep.
A strawberry, a banana, tomato.
Yep.
Very cool.
There
you go. Somebody asked for a pacifier. Thank you, Lynn Rose, for finding that. That's funny. Okay, anything else?
Adriana says, wait a minute. I want one for me, not for a baby.
Well, get one. There's no reason why you can't get one for yourself.
Yeah, they're only $9.72.
Order one.
Yeah. Very cool.
And there's a volume discount. If you buy 20, you save 45%. We'll have to get that for our next retreat. In the goodie bag. All right, everybody. Anything more? I'm here. Otherwise, I'm going to go. Have a great rest of the evening, guys.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. I'll open the line for everybody.
Bye.
1, 2, 3. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.